Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
AKA Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, July the 17th, Tuesday, July the 17th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show for you today. We want to introduce a new series. I'm a little bit under the weather, so you do hear a little scratching, maybe a sneeze here and there. Must have been a trip, you know, driving all the way to the Idaho and back, and that drive and change of weather and all that stuff. I don't know. Anyway, you know, just the usual. Show must go on. Definitely want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine, Brother Marcus. Welcome home, my brother. He's a client of mine that's brother has a powerful story. We'll be able to have him and his wife on the show one of these days, and they can break down and he can share with you what God has done for him and how the life management system is so important. I was talking with his wife, Nola, this morning, and she was sharing with me that the system, you know, not me, but the system, how powerful the system was. And that's what I discovered in Idaho. Went all the way to Boise, Idaho, just to learn that You know, what I got at home is sufficient. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because we want to talk about the editing of the nucleus or the new clay, which is a new 7-hour series that starts tomorrow, which is Wednesday, July the 18th at 12 noon. The cost for members is $25. The cost for non-members is $50. That's the early registration. After tomorrow, then it goes to the regular price of $100 for that 7-hour series. Now, let me be crystal clear, especially for the current members. This is not a requirement, so to speak, to listen to this series. This series is a deeper biological understanding of the spiritual process that you are undergoing. This gives you clarity. Clarity, again, gives you confidence. Confidence gives you certainty. Certainty gives you a certain amount, if you will, of consciousness. This consciousness represents a certain amount of connectivity or completeness. And all of these things help you to be crystal clear up on your next steps. What are you doing right now today? You are editing, or you are assisting your DNA with your thoughts into directing the production or writing the script that your RNA executes or carries out. This, the body is the Bible. The Bible is a personification or a expression of the body. If you could understand the Bible, then you could understand the body. Or if you could understand the body, you could understand the Bible. They are interchangeable. So the word nucleus that is inside of every cell. So during this series, we're going to start off with breaking down the basic functions of the nucleus. The nucleus is the CEO of the cell. You are the CEO of the spirit. So however your spirit goes is how your nucleus goes. So nucleus or nucleosynthesis is the title or nuclear editing of the new series. I'm sipping on some hot tea to try to help with the voice as we do today's show. So bear with me. You know the enemy is defeated. And so we carry ourselves with a mindset to let him know he's defeated. Nuclear synthesis is a process that creates new nuclei. Let me say that again. The word nucleus, as I've been saying before, is the word new clergy. You and I are the new clergy after the order of Melchizedek, where there's no longer priest that's after the order of Aaron or Levi priesthood. We're under a new mandate of the melanated chief of the Zedek, known as Melchizedek. He's the king. He's the prince of Salem, of peace. So it is this peace, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that only comes from God. That is the new prosperity. That is the new money. That is the new wealth. So your peace of mind, or lack thereof, determines your connection to God. So how to connect with God? Through peace. So the enemy is going to bring people. He's going to bring events. He's going to bring things into your life to disrupt your peace. So my question to you today is, what's messing with your peace? Did you get a call from somebody this morning and disrupted your peace? Did you get a letter in the mail that disrupted your peace? Did your kid do something or not do something? What is disrupting your peace? That is manipulating or interfering with the new clay or the cellular nucleus. So the nucleus or the nuclear membrane and the cell membrane and the cell nucleus, it is the largest part of the cell. It is the brains, if you will, of the cell. It is the operation. And it's through this process of what they call cytoplasma. So, again, the body is the Bible. So I can understand biblical principles if I can understand how ribosomes are the cell's protein factors inside of the cell, and the ribosomes, where we get the word ribsome or rib sound, because Eve was created out of the rib. And it is the ribosome or the ribs that is the cell's protein factor. It produces energy. It's like a nuclear power plant inside of the cells. Now, inside the cells also there is, we're going to be breaking down in the series, we're going to talk about the structure of what they call the nucleus laminin, or lamina, L-A-M-I-N-A. It's very similar to L-A-M-I-N-I-N, laminin, which is a molecule that holds, that's the gluon inside the body that holds the entire body together. Well, there is a anchoring or a nuclear pores that anchors the chromosomes inside the cell, meaning the body is a miniature biological factor of the spirit. You understand the biological realm, you understand the spiritual realm. If you understand the spiritual realm, you understand the biological realm. Your body is a spiritual factor that produces nucleus or nuclei. So the ability to understand that nucleus is the controlling unit of the cell. So the nucleus is the CEO, the chief executive officer of the cell. It is the brains of the operation, so to speak. And so we want to break down during this series the structure of the nucleus, and we want to talk about during this series how the nucleus regulates the genes and the gene expression. Let me say that again. It's extremely important. The nucleus regulates the genetic expression through what is called the ribonucleic acid. There is a rib that produces nucleus. New clergy. You are the new clergy. It is through changing the heredity that is inside the genes that forms the new Jerusalem. In the book of Revelation, it's talking about cell development. It's talking about cellular mitosis in the book of Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down. They're talking about you and me being regened. The Bible is a personification of your biology. If you could understand the book of Revelation, you could understand how your body is being regened. All of the stars are formed by nuclei. So nuclei is created through hydrogen and helium. This is called nucleosynthesis. It is the process that goes on today that produces new clay. And we are going through that process right now. That is what produces stars. You and I are stars. The ability to understand, again, from a biological side, how this process takes place. Now, you should be saying yourself, well, Brother Will, you know, what does it have to do with me being effective in my marriage or, you know, on my job? Or why is this series, why do I need to listen to 7 hours of you talking about the biological expression of mass or matter? The ability for you to understand this allows you to create mentally a step-by-step process that is immovable by the dynamic horde. The fiery darts that are being thrown to you are thoughts. The only reason that the thoughts affect you is because you have not, or you do not understand the process that forms you. This is the process that I'm breaking down today. The cosmos, hydrogen and helium forms or is the starting place for forming heavy nucleus. That means you and me. We are stars inside of carbon. We are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Stars are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, no carbon. So to the degree that you can understand how a nebula out in the galaxy far, far away is basically the exact same thing as you, It is sound that has been slowed down or condensed into something that is visible. Now, the benefits of taking this particular series is that when you know something, you see something. Now, what does that mean in English? Now, I'm not afraid of the things that I can see. Really not afraid of the things that I can't see, but the things that I can see, I know it's not a threat. Because it's the things that sneak up on us that bite us that we can't overstand or that affects us. So if you could understand that the nucleus is the biological, the cell is the exact copy of the temple that it talks about inside of the Old Testament that I have inside of my book, how the body, again, is the temple. So the nucleus is the thing that is the controlling unit of the cell. That simply means for you and I, what controls the nucleus? Our thoughts establishes a structural support of the nucleus, meaning that your thoughts affect your genetic expression. Now, the reason why this series is so important is I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how this takes place spiritually. Now, we're going to talk about the biology, but for me, everything is about spiritual. So we're going to break down how the ribosomes are the protein-producing organs of the cell and how this new nucleus or this new CLIO forms or causes cellular division that controls the characteristics of the organism. So in other words, you have 12 characteristics that's given to you in your Dear Kinney report. Those 12 characteristics are being manipulated through the process of protein synthesis or cellular division. So you're growing, but you're growing backward instead of spiritward. You may be growing forward. Some of us are going backwards. There's very few of us that are going spiritward. So the purpose of this series is to help your cells, to help you understand how you can help your body to move forward in the direction of your purpose. How? Maintaining inside revelation that overrides the editing process of the outside demonstration. Now, let's look at this from a basic perspective. If you write a book, the book has to be edited. So when you go through the editing process, what are you looking for? We're looking for errors. So the editing, when a book editor edits a book, he's checking for grammar, for punctuation, for punctuation. He's checking to make sure that from a editing or from a English perspective that it follows certain rules of writing. Well, spiritual editing is no different. So the enemy wants to and is engaging in a process of editing your DNA. How? Everything that goes through your five senses has an effect on the editing process of your genome expression. So I've been saying this for years. Anything that is frequently repeated and emotionally charged has an effect on your DNA. And said again, this is again how to edit your DNA. Now I'm gonna break this down a whole lot deeper in the series. I need you to understand the importance of understanding the series, because if you understand how, you know, totally immersing yourself into different activities that are not conducive for your spiritual development, you really don't understand how that affects you on a DNA level. Because if you did, you wouldn't engage in it. So what do you mean, Brother Will? What I'm simply saying is that math, music, and language affects your DNA. Everything that you hear, rap music affects your DNA. Praise and worship music affects your DNA. Everything that you're doing affects you on a DNA level. It transports protein across what is called a nuclear poor. That simply means that you are designed by the big G to protect the 12 characteristics and attributes that he's placed inside of your genome. However, the little G has developed a system that bypasses the nuclear pore and gets into the nucleus, or the where the new clay is produced. And the DNA then sends faulty instructions to the RNA. And RNA rewrites the script based upon fear instead of faith, because you are rewriting the script. It is the regulation of the nuclear protein, or what is called NF, or the transcription factor. This is how you transcript. Remember I said you can write your own script. I'm going to give you the biological proof of how you write your own script during this series. That's the reason why this series is so important. Because, see, once you understand this, then you carry yourself with something called righteous indignation. Now, what does that mean? That means now you're going to make a choice in the decision that I made, which is I'm going to live and I am being my highest good. I am not, nor will I ever go back to being and carrying myself like a peasant, because I am a priest. As I talked about yesterday, the three R's. I regret having the thought that I was unable or incapable, or that something outside of me had more power over what's going on inside of me. I regret. Now I'm going to respond so that way I can establish respect for myself and others. Everybody respects me, because it's not an option anymore. I'm not allowing people to disrespect me, because I'm not disrespecting myself. So you have been disrespecting yourself by overextending yourself. Thus, the weaponized caring. Now, what that does to your nucleus is what this series is about. When you care more for something or someone than you care for yourself, you are rewriting your script to be a peasant instead of a priest. Because priests don't carry themselves like peasants mentally. This is mental or spiritual. So your RNA, now remember, this is extremely important. The science behind this is important. You got to understand all of the details of the science to the level that I do? Absolutely not. All you got to do is understand that, okay, I feel a certain way. So I have one-on-ones with different clients. One particular client I've been working with for a long time, as with a lot of clients, and they're having difficulty getting past the negative habit pattern. We've identified the negative habit pattern, but we didn't identify it, because there's seven layers to your negative habit pattern. Seven. So if you can't write down on a piece of paper right now your seven layers of your negative habit pattern, that demon, that disposition, he's still there. Now, you should be noticing, you know, today I'm trying to not be as, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it for the whole hour, but you notice how my voice has changed, and the teachings and the shows have changed over the last few weeks, over the last month. Why? Because of what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today, which is, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay, he's in me, so where is he at? How is he in me? How is he manifesting and operating himself through me? He's in me. He's in the form of certain transporters that establish a certain transcript. In the body, it's called a NF, a transcript factor. Why they call it NF? I'm not sure, but all I know is, based upon the science, the cytoplasma inside of the body is affected by certain things that gets into the cells. Now, the cell is designed to prevent those things from getting in, but the liturgy has come up with a very clever system to bypass what is called like the blood-brain barrier in the brain. Well, they also have that inside of each one of your cells. So now your RNA has specific processing instructions that is designed to establish a specific type of nucleus or nuclei. That process that goes from the DNA to the RNA has been manipulated through what is called a splicing, or what they call CRISPR-9. So the replicating factors inside of every cell or inside of your DNA for it to replicate. So the body, the DNA cellular division is taking place, but it's replicating a damaged cell. It's not replicating a new healthy cell. Now, this is biological and spiritual. So spiritually speaking, you're going through a metamorphosis where the nucleus inside of the cell is reproducing, but it's reproducing in a damaged state. It's not reproducing at your highest level because of the negative habit pattern, the current habit pattern. Because it's one thing to identify it, but it's another thing, again, to remove it. You remove it by taking the energy out of it, by canceling the spiritual contract that says you need it. Right now, if something happens to you, you have options. You got to get to the place where you don't have no options. Those options are the thing that's holding you back. What do I mean? Well, you should be a one-trick pony. You should be your dear Kinnear and your destiny only. Now, if you're the jack of all trades and the master of all of none, that's where I came from. And I can tell you, that dog don't hunt. It's going to appear like it's hunting, but the moment that you reach adversity, you're going to take a side door. You're going to exit stage left because the editing process has not been completed, meaning you have not edited out all exits. So nuclear editing edits the nuclei to remove choice or option that was given to you in the garden by Lucien Favre. Now, right now, you got a lot of options. We all do. And if you look at that up in the Greek, you will find out that that is this thing called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are not biblical constructs. Those are all Luciferian terms. But the problem is our Declaration of Independence, that tells you everything right now. That tells you everything about the document. Our Constitution, now if you look it up in the Greek, the word kosmogrator, which I have a 40-page book that talks about our enemy, and it's underneath the word Constitution. So your Constitution is not your friend. Because your Constitution established rights that are opposite of purpose. Let me say it again. The Constitution gave you rights that destroys your purpose because it gave you options that minimize purpose. Now, for everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, it's very important because this new series breaks down the formation of stars from a biological perspective, which is the formation of spirits from a physical perspective. So you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body, the formation of your spirit. So based upon science, when we talk about the first formation of the stars, they emitted hydrogen and helium. Now, that makes sense because that is, again, the number one element on the periodic table, which is equated to the expression of God. So nuclear synthesis is how you should be producing new clay, meaning new neural networks in your brain that establishes energy in your heart that's carried out by the brain. So the new clay is this intuitive ideal, we'll put it that way, I-D-E-A, no L, that bubbles up from your gut. In your solar plexus, you have a feeling. Now, this feeling travels up, and it goes to the heart. It is amplified by the heart. And then it is implemented or carried out by the brain. Now, this process is being interrupted by a plethora of different things. Primarily, math, music, and language. So this triune hex, it is a hexagon, it is a hexagram, it is a hexachord, it is designed to get into what is called the nucleus or the nuclear envelope. So when we look at the cell of the nucleus, it consists of the nucleus membrane. They call that the envelope. Inside the envelope, there is cytoplasm or plasma. There's chromosomes. And there is what is called a chromatin. Now, we're going to break all of these down to their biblical or spiritual expression. Just like the tabernacle has certain characteristics and attributes, the cells have certain characteristics and attributes. So we're going into the holies of holies, into the cellular membrane. We're going into where we're going past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. That way you can see God face to face. Now, biologically speaking, there is a fluid-filled space between the two layers inside of the cell nucleus. And this is where the communication between you and God takes place. This is where the communication between the cells take place and the organs inside the body. So the organs are the things that sends forth the frequencies that is carried out by the DNA in the cells. Now, this is extremely important because once you understand how chromosomes represents or they form what we call the DNA, the dinucleic acid, and it is surrounded by histones that are called protein molecules. Now, the problem is histones, if you go to the, which we've talked about histones before, from a biological perspective, it's a ball, it looks like the earth, and it looks like it's surrounded or wrapped by a snake. Just don't believe me, go to Google and type in his, like his story, that's the snake story. So that is the snake wrapped around a stone. So this is a biological proof of the biblical narrative. There's a snake inside of your body that's wrapped around the stone, the chief cornerstone. That's why it's called a his stone. Now, I can't make this up. This is why I love what I do. Because when the Reverend Dr. Bishop or somebody come up to me that's telling me that what I'm saying is not correct, I just ask them, have you ever looked at the human cell? Just one. Now, you got a plethora of them. You just need one. Like I said in the Gospel of Thomas, if you want to prove God, walk outside and look at one blade of grass. That's it. One blade of grass. If you understand one blade of grass and how it works, you understand God. Now, grass is what? When we talk about grass, and grass is, so to speak, it ain't nothing but grass. But grass does something. It takes the sun's rays, as does all plants, and it does something. And the thing that is done, that does, is called photosynthesis. Father, touch the minds of your people. So let me make sure you understand, because I'm going to break this down in this series, and it's going to curl some toes. And you will, again, have a deeper relationship with the big G. Once you understand, if you can understand a one blade of grass, you understand God. But we go on and we read volumes of books. We go to the cemetery and get our degrees, a degree. How many degrees? 360 degrees in a circle. And you got one degree and you think you know something? I mean, you know, not you, but, you know, I'm talking about myself. So 360 degrees to make a complete cook-up or completion or circle. 360. And most folks got one degree and walk around beating their chest. See, grass does photosynthesis. Grass takes a signal from the batar, from the generator, from the sun. The sunlight hits the grass. It is a process by which grass and all plants convert light energy into chemical energy that can be released as fuel to run this biological or this meta or your, what's the word, metabolism. That's what I was looking for. Now, let me make sure you understand, because like this whole process of photosynthesis and this whole process by which one blade of grass, according to the Gospel of Thomas, you got to look at a living. Once you pull it, boom, God's gone. Once it's, if it's living, God's there. Because it is involved in a synthesis. So are you. You are involved in what is called nucleotide synthesis or nuclear synthesis or what is called nucleosynthesis. This nucleosynthesis is a process by which a non-chemical energy is converted into a chemical energy. Now, I don't know if that does for you what it does for me, but we are after the order of the chemical, because the word chemical is really the word chemin, which is the word melanin, which is the word mel, M-E-L, melanin. Qi. Qi is the oriental word for spirit. Z is the word from an electrical perspective for ohms. O-H-M. That's why in the East they always chant, because that's the most powerful chant or sound or frequency on the planet. I don't know if you understand. If you walk outside your house and look at one blade of grass, you're looking at God. But that process by how God converts himself into how the Word became flesh and dwells among men. This series will explain to you the nuclear process that is taking place inside of every cell in your body, of how the Word of God can walk around inside of the flesh of men. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Because if you did, you would be very excited. Because now you know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you get more words, that's why I do a show every day. Back in the day, I used to do 3 shows a day. So I do counseling every day. That's why I talk about God every day, all day, 24/7, 365. Why? Frequently repeated, emotionally charged, programmed the DNA. I program my own DNA. I don't need nothing to know, Reverend Dr. Bishop. I'm the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. Who's the head Negro in charge of your body? You, boo-boo. Please step up to the plate. Please become a single standing column of waveform energy. Please capture and convert. Capture and convert. Capture and convert. The life management system is a 3-step system. It's designed to, number 1, create. Number 2, keep. Number 3, scale. If you're hanging out with me, the only way you can hang out with me is if you do those 3 things. Otherwise, you will find a vibrational match is gone. We are no longer operating on the principle of resonance. We ain't vibing, homeboy. We ain't vibing, homegirl, because you're not a creator. See, the offspring of a thing does the same thing as the thing. My son has my genetic traits. Like I got my father's genetic traits. So do you. Photosynthesis is the process by which green plants, grass, transport light, energy, frequency, waves of vibration, and convert them into chemical or chemin, or the new clay, or the new priest, the new clerics. You are the new clergy. But I'm going to give you the biological understanding of the new clergy and how it is done through this process, again, called nucleotide editing or nucleosynthesis. This is the basic understanding of how the Word of God was in the beginning. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the ability to convert words into energy. That is why this series is so important. This series is one of the most important series, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're listening to the wrong words in your head. I'm not talking about audible. This is spiritual. So that's a little voice in your head that says, Negro, you ain't shizness. Sit down. And that little voice is playing 24-7. How do I know? Because that freaking same voice is playing in my head. I override it. I put no energy into it. I prove it wrong every day by getting up and producing shizness. I recommend you do the same thing. Because the voice ain't going away, neither am I. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The world is telling me one thing, but the inside revelation is overriding the outside demonstration. And I must give you the biology behind the theology. Because right now you think that the Bible is just a book. Or you think that it's just a genie where you just rub it and give me, my name is Jimmy. Or you don't even believe in it. Because you got somebody's version. You have not read the real one. If you did, as I've said, as it says in the Gospel of Thomas, I can't say it any better. That's what this series is about. This series is about what Thomas went through, what I went through, and what every man and woman of God has went through. See, in the Gospel of Thomas, it drops some major knowledge. If you have not read it, I recommend you read it. It's a short read. If anybody wants their cookies blown, if you want your toes curled, read the Gospel of Thomas. Because in the Gospel of Thomas, it starts off saying that this is the secret sayings of the living Jesus when he spoke to Didymus, Judas, Thomas. As I've done a few shows, written a book already on Didymus, which means twin. Two poles, two hemispheres, left brain and right brain. He's talking to both brains, brothers, both brains, sisters. And he's creating whole brain thinking. This is cladonomics. This is how I got the word cladonomics. The household management of the soul. The mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, all of them working together. Because one standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer, but a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Your gut, your heart, and your head, them suckers got to be on the same page. If not, you got dying vision. You got two visions. The Gospel of Thomas says, and Jesus said, whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. Oh, man. This is how you keep the telomeres on your DNA. Now, you are going to experience D-I-E, but you will not experience D-Y-E, which is what everybody else is going through. You won't experience mitomycosis. Your temporary psychosis ends today, brother. Your temporary psychosis ends today, sister. That's why you hear the tone in my voice has changed, because I decided to actually believe what I know. Now, I've been doing this for years, but because nobody else is talking about it, you know, I feel like the Lone Ranger. Now, I was saying. Now, what does that mean in English? In English, that simply means God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, for your purpose. Your purpose is different from mine. That's why I gave you your dear opinion report, because it's not the same as my dear opinion report. So you've been called. You've been equipped. You've been justified. You've been sanctified. You've been glorified. So now you got your marching orders. If you don't got them, hang around with me, brother. I'll make sure you get them. And you got your marching orders, but guess what? You have difficulty believing them. I know, but woo, I've been the same thing. I got my marching orders, and I was like, I don't think so. God want me to do what? You want me to start the life management system and share it and teach it around the globe? Have a multi-billion-dollar company that spans the globe and touches minds from Africa to Asia to China to Hawaii to Christmas Island? You know what that was at? Until I got a class. In Christmas time. End of dinner. You're no different from me. God is not a respectful person. You can get it for me?
Get it for me.
In this series, I'm going to break down
how your 12 cranial nerves and the 12 axis of characteristics are being hijacked by modern technology. And just look at the children now. That's a part of this new gender bender culture, or this transgender culture that's been promoted by the dominant
or the powers that be. They have an agenda, as I talked about on yesterday's show, that manipulates your agenda. So my question to you today, my brother, my question to you today, my sister, is what is God's agenda for your life? I want to hear your agenda. I don't want to hear your ideal. I know, like, if you're anything like me, you got a plethora of ideals. I mean, I am the king of ideas. I come up with a new idea, man, like every hour. I got a new methodology that's going to transform the globe. But none of them dogs hunt. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you understand. When y'all walk outside and get a blade of grass, the blade of grass is doing something. It is converting. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, the Gospel of Thomas says, whoever discovers the interpretation of these things will not taste death. Jesus says, those who seek shall not seeking until they find. See, a lot of y'all stop seeking. Y'all was seeking, but something happened and you stopped. Or, let me speak for myself, that's what I did. I was seeking and I just got tired, man. I was like, I can't do this no more. This ain't working. My back on the big G and went out into the world.
Engaged in the three of us, one fighting and helping.
That was my lot. Because I was overwhelmed. I was tired. I didn't want to play no more. So I took my ball and I went home. Then I'm out, boo. I ain't playing no more. Turn my back on the big G. So you got the wrong one. I'm called to do what? No, that's not me, man. People don't want to listen. I don't even want to listen. I'd rather be chilling at home watching cartoons and eating Captain Crunch cereal, kicking back. I ain't trying to do no process, no reports, talk to no people, establish a system that converts what God told me into energy so I can tell others. That's your job. So my question to you today is, what system do you have that I can come in and it can convert darkness into light? Do you have that system? Do you have something in place that can convert dead souls into living souls? Do you have a system in place that can convert, brother? Do you have a system in place that can convert light energy into chemical energy? That's what I have. Do you have a system? When I was in Boise, and I stood up and I was telling people, I was interviewed, and I told them, well, what's different to your system from all of the other, you know, New Age gurus out there? And that was a plethora of modalities out there. You know what I told them? Same thing I'm telling you. I have a system that converts metaphysical concepts into wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. When I was growing up, I was a little whippersnapper. There was no systems in place. That was all metaphysical. That was scriptures. There's a scripture that says, you know, if a man hits you on your left cheek, turn to him on your right cheek. I've read the scripture. I heard the Reverend Dr. preach it. But when somebody put their hands on me, I put my hands on them. There was no, I read the scripture that said that my father owned a, you know, cattle on a thousand hills. I read the scripture that God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. I read the scripture that God has not given me the spirit of fear. So why I got it? I was a scared little chicken growing up. I read the scripture. It did not remove the fear. So I needed a system that could convert scriptures into scripts. That's what I did. I developed a system based upon the body's editing system, and I edited my existing genome which is my negative habit pattern. And I realized that every year around a certain time on my birthday, I crashed and burned. I lost money, relationships, health, everything went south. The last 5 years, last year was the most profitable year I've ever had. This year was double to what I did last year. Where before, I crashed and burned every September, October, November. I was damn near homeless. In fact, sometimes I was homeless. That shit is not happening this year. It didn't happen last year. It didn't happen the year before that. Why? I edited my nucleus. That's your job, brother. That's your job, sister. But you're giving your job to somebody else. It is not the reverend or the doctor or the bishop or the master teacher 33 job to edit your nucleus. It is your job, homie. That's your job, boo. Step up to the plate and hit the freaking ball. Time to get back in the game. You are the CEO of you incorporated. Are you not? Who made you do what you, who made you tune into today's show? Is there somebody standing next to you with a gun to your head telling you you better tune in to Brother Will's Block Talk Show today? I don't think so. I think you made a decision. You made an executive decision to tune in today. That's why you're listening to the show. Now, you make an executive decision every day to put either shizness in your mouth and chew it up and call it nutrition, or put something that has cellular value. Most people like me eat for our tongues, not for our cells, thus disease. Now, if you're cool with it, okay, keep doing you, boo. But don't blame the white man, the black man, or the blue man for your lack of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. It ain't nobody's fault but your own, because you're not editing your DNA. Now, it's partially not your fault, especially if you have not been taught. I was talking with one of my clients that live out down in Louisiana area, Sister Nola, and we was talking about the lack of spiritual understanding in certain areas. It is mind-numbing. Now, I can talk about it because I used to be it. Now, this is what happened to me when I was in my spiritual ignorant state. I encountered something because I did, number one, what it says in the Gospel of Thomas, verse 2, Jesus said, those who seek should not stop seeking until they found it. That's what I did. I'm still seeking. I'm still uncovering new truth every day. Then Jesus said, this is how you know you found it. Now, if you don't get nothing from today's message, if you think you don't have the $25 or the $50 to participate in the next series, because you got it, you're just probably wearing it. Another study for another time. But for some reason or other, if you are not able to participate in the next series, please remember this. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus, now, not one of his watered-down versions, not one of his disciples, although Peter, Paul, James, Mark, they're great men. They're off his whole shizzle. However, they ain't Yahushua. So Yahushua said, those who seek should not stop. So my question to you, boo-boo, why the hell you stop? Oh, let me rephrase that. My bad. On January 1st, 2009, I stopped, man. I got stopped. I'm like, hell no, I don't want to play no more. And I told God on January 1st of 2000, if you real, because I don't think you're real, I think you're a bunch of smoking mules. See, I've preached. I was licensed. I went through the whole process. I saw the wizard behind the green curtain at one of the biggest churches in San Antonio. I didn't read about this shit that's in a freaking book. I know that dog. I know that doesn't work. I don't know what, especially back then in 2009, I may not have known what the truth was, but I know what is being presented ain't it. Them dogs don't hunt. So I did exactly what it says in the Gospel. I kept seeking. So I don't know why you stopped. Because if you stopped, that means that you overstand all things. So you need to email me because I need to sit underneath and learn from you. obviously you stop seeking. That means that you've unraveled the mysteries of every mystery. You are all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. I need to hang out with you, boo-boo. Because Jesus says those who seek should not stop until they find. Then he says when they find it, this is how you know you found it. Number one, they will be disturbed. Now, I know a lot of people who found the truth, and they're not disturbed. Like, my whole theology is like messed up. Every day I wake up, it's like, you know, I talk to my son, BJ. When my son, BJ, was little, he was like, I used to share this stuff with him. Probably made the mistake of sharing it with all my kids too early. They was like, well, shit, why are we going to school? Why am I going to work? Like, what's the use? If this harmonious arrangement is so harmonious, we trapped in this prism, there is no realm in the bush. Hell, I'm out. I'm not going to put no energy into a system that is designed to fail. That is very true. But my kids, like most of them, they stopped listening. They didn't hear the entire message. They just know that dad went through a lot of stuff, fell off the wagon a plethora of times, and so they just checked out. I didn't. I kept studying. So now I have D. I don't have A. I have a theorem. I don't have no freaking theory. And I can freaking prove it to you using your biology, which I'm going to do in this series. Your DNA directs the production of the RNA. The RNA then executes the exact functions that was given to it by your DNA. And this is called transcription. It is unedited for most people. I need to teach you how to edit it because the dominant culture, they are going to edit it, your individual nucleotides. Nucleotides is the tie new clergy. I'm going to tie you up. Go to Google and type in histones. Now, remember, when you find the truth, not King James Version, when you find the truth, you're going to be messed up, boo. You're going to be like I was, curled up in a fetal position saying, that can't be. Hell no. I do not believe it. Guarantee you, when you find the truth, that's going to be your reaction. If you're not have that reaction, the truth, my brothers and sisters, messes up all theology. Now, we need to understand something. We need to understand how in the world does the truth mess up your theology? Okay, the next thing says, when you find it, you will be disturbed. When you are disturbed, you will marvel. Now, first of all, you're gonna have some righteous indignation. Next, you're gonna sit back like me and you're gonna be like, damn, that loosing far is exactly what God said he was. He's the most cunning of all of God's creatures. The most. And once you understand how he is the most cunning of all God's creations, then you will actually do what I've done, and you're going to actually realize that, okay, if God don't help me, I'm in deep chemistry. This harmonious arrangement is so harmonious, unless you get the ram in the bush, you are not getting out alive. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 says it this way. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field. And the Lord God, not God, not Lord, the Lord God, the big G, had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat of any tree in the garden? The woman answered the serpent, why y'all answering the serpent? Well, let me rephrase that. Why are you talking to serpents? That little voice in your head telling you ain't shizness. Why are you saying you just are? Don't tell me that. Why are you talking to loosing far? Let your actions speak louder than your words. Hold your tongue. You don't entertain no freaking devils and demons. I don't fight no devils. I'm too busy building spirit. But the woman, she took time out. She answered the serpent, saying, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. And y'all know the story. The point being that losing far is the most or is more crafty. Now, in the New Living Translation, it said the serpent was the shrewdest of all. The King James says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast. The New Christian Bible says, now the serpent was most cunning or sneakier. So now we have this opponent, if you want to use that term, that doesn't want you to know what I know, because you won't marvel. See, when I look at a blade of grass, I sit back and I say, what? You got to be kidding me. So the sun hits the grass, and there's a process inside the plant. The plant has green blood. This plant's blood, like your blood, is its life force. But the plant's blood is called chlorophyll. Now, if I can, according to God, if I can look at a blade of grass, I can understand the beginning. So I've been looking at grass a lot, homeboy. Because it's this process of over understanding how chlorophyll works. It is the green blood. It's the melanin of the plant. It has chlorocytes. We got mel, because we're after the order of the Melchizedek. So we are priests after a different order than plants. So during this series, I'm going to break down to you that you're not after the chlorophyll. You're not after the chloro. You're after the mellow. So chlorophyll is the thing that gives the plant its green pigmentation. That's why plants look green. Now, the word chloro comes from a Greek word that means green. Phyll comes from a Greek word that means leaf, green leaf. So liquid chlorophyll is a thing that gives plants its vitality. But it does this through a process called photosynthesis. That's the process by which light, energy, God, if God can do it for a plant, he can do it for you. Oh, brothers, I don't know if y'all understand. So during this series, I'm going to break down what God has already done for you. He gave you a process. Now, I call that process the life management system. Now, you can call the process anything you want to call it. At the end of the day, you get the same results. What is it? Conversion. You need to be converted. So you're converting by taking God's energy, his information, his direction, and you take it into your body, so to speak, and your body converts it from a photon into a neurological photon, because you are a neurological being, because it affects your nucleus. So we are able to transcribe our genes with a sequence or a certain sequence or certain sequences or order. So if you have focus, you got discipline, you have order, you can rewrite your RNA or your DNA transcript. That's what the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, during this series, we're going to break down this process from a biological perspective, because the Bible says, or the book of Thomas says, it's not part of the canonized Bible, that you're going to be disturbed, number one. Then it says, they will marvel, number two, and will reign over all, number three. So you're going to be disturbed, you're going to marvel, and then you'll have power, dunamis power, just like Didymus Thomas. Dunamis power. So the word power comes from the word Greek, the Greek word dunamis. Now, that's a powerful, powerful word, because that's what you got to have to exist, to be effective in this dimension. You need the Latin word or the Greek word dunamis. Now, let me make sure you understand, because it is this dunamis power that everybody seeks, because the universe only responds to dunamis power. It doesn't respond to anything else. So your ability to operate in dunamis power, not the power that the world gives, but the power that comes from the light, not only the physical light, but also the spiritual light. So this dunamis power is when you convert God's words into a system that allows you to produce wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So we're going to talk about how you have a part to play during this seven-hour series. You have a big part to play in the formation of your stars. That is the formation of you, your spirit. So your spirit, again, is either being improved and moved Godward, or it is being disapproved, or it is moving backward. So this series is going to break down how this RNA, DNA, transcriptional modification takes place. Now, again, this is extremely important because it breaks down the biological expression of how what they call transcriptional modification of the DNA or the RNA is encoded into the genome through nucleotide insertion and deletion. That's how you modify the DNA. You insert and you delete. So they, the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, they want to use CRISPR-9 to do this. God wants to use your DNA, your diakonia to do this. They want to use CRISPR-9 so that way you don't shine. God wants to use his word, his diakonia, so that way you do shine. Your design allows you to shine. Anybody that comes and try to manipulate with your DNA code, your DNA that messes up the transcription of the codex or the codon, C-O-D-O-N, that's inside of your DNA, it must remain unedited. But they are trying to edit the DNA, and they're doing a good job by chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, so on and so forth. So brothers and sisters, again, the cost of the series is $25. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation or masterteacher33.com/donation. Make a $25 donation. The series starts tomorrow. That's for the members. Non-members cost us $50 to join the series. And again, the number one benefit of this series, the reason why this is so important, is to show you the biological proof that you are a copy of the master. It is found inside of what they call functional proteins. Your RNA has transcribed information that has been translated via your DNA. Your genes express the transcribed sequence. Your genes express, we call it behavior. Right now, your behavior is controlled by a pre-set sequence that you programmed, probably unknowingly. And it was done for you when you was a little cretin. And your mama and your daddy programmed you. And if there was anything like me, they didn't know what the hell they was doing. They thought they had good intentions, but they did not have a step-by-step process to substitute, remove, or modify your DNA. How? Sound. So we're going to break down, and there was one gentleman that was at the conference that had a lot of biological and archaeological information that proves this exact process before we even met. And he emailed me yesterday taking some of my information and asking if it was okay to utilize it. Because as he said during the tape, if you listen to the Facebook Live, he stood up in the middle of my lecture and said, "That is profound. Say it again." I posted it on Facebook. Listen, it's about halfway mark. He just stood up in the middle of the conversation, which was good. I didn't mind it because he understood. And all I said was that the Bible is a personification of biology. The Bible is a personification of the body. That is profound, as he said, and that's the reason that I say it. That's the reason that I wrote a book. So let me close by simply stating that this series on the nucleus synthesis and the nucleus editing editing, the editing of the new clay. It's very important that you take an active role in editing your own nucleus. Very, very, very important. How do you do that? By continuing to do what you're doing now, except now you're doing it consciously instead of unconsciously. You can unconsciously do it every time you listen to rap music. Because when you listen to rap music, what do? They frequently repeat a phrase, more money, more problems. And then you go around, why am I saying more money, more problems? Because Biggie made a rap song that said more money. Him and Puff made a song called More Money, More Problems. Now there's a new song out called This Is America with Childish Gambino, whatever his name is. Now, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, the lyrics, not the beat, if you listen to the lyrics or read the lyrics, he said, we just want a party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you. I know you want a party, party just for me. Girl, you got me dancing. Yeah, girl, you got me dancing. Dance and shake the frame. So when he talks about what he's talking about is the three L's, fun, fighting, and effing, which doesn't surprise me. Now, that's just one rapper. But why is rap and all music so powerful? Because it is a phrase that is frequently repeated. And when you look at them performing the music on stage, it is emotionally charged. Whenever you combine those two elements, you establish a program, a neurological network in the brain. You have been unconsciously doing that up until today. After today, you should not repeat a phrase with any type of an emotional charge unless you want it to manifest in your life. So if you can say, I am wealthy, and have an emotional charge, you are programming or converting the light energy of the phrase into a physical behavior in the body. That's called nuclear synthesis or photosynthesis. That's what I teach inside the life management system. That's why this series is so important. But we're going to touch on the biological aspects of it, but we're going to always equate it to the spiritual component. So that way you understand the spiritual ramifications of this thing that is called new Cleo or new clay. What is the most powerful force or energy on the planet right now? Nuclear bomb. So a nuclear bomb is the new clay backwards. It's called antimatter. Why is it so powerful? Newsflash, because you are powerful. So a nuclear bomb is reverse engineered you. If I reverse engineer you and I want to weaponize you, I want to turn you into a weapon. I take how you create your nucleus or your nuclei, and I reverse the spin. Because they overstand nuclear synthesis and how it has the potential to create unlimited power through the formation of a helium, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen bond. When you put those chemicals together, now remember, you're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, no helium. But when you add helium into that mix, that one molecule creates an entire different expression. And it is this process of understanding how, quote unquote, supernovas work, because you are a supernova, contrary to popular belief. We just have not been taught. So today, we want to break down, I did the series already on neutrinos that's been released by the sun that's affecting your skin or and the body. So we're going to go deeper into over and understanding how this new clay synthesis is taking place and how the powers that be, wants to edit it so that way you are less powerful. That means less spiritual. That means less connection with the big G. And we want to give you the tools, not only biologically, but also spiritually, that you can under, over, and understand how to walk in the newness of life. Because the Bible says, walk in the spirit. You cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's the goal of, and that's the purpose of the life management system, to understand how the new Clio synthesis works to produce new clay or a new clerk or new clergy, because you're part of the new kingdom that it talked about in the book of Revelation that is coming down from heaven, or coming down from the head up, the brains coming down to dwell in on earth, which is the body. So we break it down starting tomorrow at 12 noon. Again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information. Also, just go to the website, masterteacher33. Click on the link that says donation to make the donation. Well, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ain't like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right team when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances.